Bargain Barn on WXBC. If you have items to buy, sell, or trade, give us a call at 270-756-1043 or 270-547-1043. If you can't get through to the show or don't have time to call, you can still put items on the Cash and Carry segment. We'll tell you more about that later in the program. Now here's today's edition of Bargain Barn on 104.3 FM WXBC.
Hey, good Monday morning, folks. Hope you slid in to wherever you had to go safely this morning. It is time for the Bargain Barn, and man, it's cold. So I'm really glad we're talking about our friends at Frankie's Hardware today. They've got you covered. They've got things that'll keep you warm. I wish I had worn my insulated muck boots this morning, and I didn't. I made a poor boot choice today. The boots that I wore, you really should wear insulated socks with, and I didn't, and I'm paying for it now. What I should have done was put on my muck boots. You can get those and all kinds of good warm things at Frankie's Hardware. They also have heaters and all kinds of stoves. And, folks, what better folks to talk about this morning, Terry and Jackie, than Frankie's Hardware?
You're absolutely right.
Because I'm freezing to death.
I'm toasty warm, but I dressed for cold weather.
I never got cold until I turned 40. And then...
then it was downhill
for me. Just, you know, now I get it. People say, I'm cold. I was like, no, you can't be cold. Well, I'm sorry to everybody I ever did that to, because now I get cold.
Uh-huh.
But hey, I know how to get warm.
Oh, yesterday, I love Marty Stewart. Got to see him in concert a couple times.
He's the coolest of the cool.
He's kind of a weird little guy, but they had a special on one of the news stations yesterday, and... it was so fascinating. Of course, I knew he was a collector of the old costumes and stuff from Hank Williams and whatever. Did not realize that he had three warehouses.
Yep.
And that stuff is valued at $25 million.
And he's very generous with it.
Well, that's what I think. You may have told me that he was real good to loan out for special events and that
kind of
thing.
He's a cool guy. You know, I grew up, my dad's a big Birds fan. And. Mm-hmm. Clarence White, probably one of my favorite guitar players ever, and Marty, the telly that he plays all the time. That is the Clarence White B-Bender. It's probably one of the most important guitars in the history of music. And he let me have it for like a day.
Oh,
I went to see him early.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we talked bird stuff, and he was very cool about letting me. I always wanted to play that guitar. He also has Hank Williams's D45. And he's got Don Rich's Silver Sparkle Telly.
Oh,
he owns it.
Wow.
How cool.
Yes.
Marty Stewart is cool.
See, I'm a costume person. And because, of course, loving to, you know, sew like I do, I love how detailed, you know, some of those old costumes.
Oh, yeah, the stuff from Nudie,
you know,
and Manuel,
from,
yeah.
You know, whether it was Porter Wagner or whoever, they just done such a beautiful job. And I'm sure close up they're not near as pretty.
But, it's like a 20-yard paint job, isn't it?
Yes. But anyway, I really enjoyed watching the special that they did about him.
Oh, he's cool.
Carolyn Roy, my sister and my brother-in-law, of course, are big in with the JCs, you know, down in Texas. And Marty Stewart was going to be there for a show. And somehow they hooked up and ended up having breakfast with him. And when I say he's a weird little guy, I have not seen it, because, I mean, I've always seen him when he was cool and standing on stage. But they said that he came to breakfast and he had on capris and Crocs. And I immediately went, okay, that's not the Marty Stewart I want to vision.
When you're riding around that bus, you got to be comfortable.
That's right.
You got to be comfortable.
He was super, super neat, you know, just a fun guy to be around. So,
yeah, he's awesome.
Anyway.
Ethan and I went to the Brown Theater to see him back in October on the Birds, the Sweetheart of the Rodeo tour.
Oh, okay.
And it was Marty's band and Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman from the Birds. And it was mind-blowing. Uh-huh. Cousin Kenny Vaughn, man.
I was going to say, cool. Is he still with him in the band? Because I was seeing some recent stage, and I was like, I don't know, recognize any of those guys.
Yeah, he's got, of course, with the Birds thing, he's got the two guys from the Birds. I wish David Crosby had done that too, but that's another story. But yeah, he's still got pretty much the same band.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got
great
folks
guys
calling in.
We could talk all day. Oh, we're
going
to talk about Frankie's Hardware because they've got stoves and stuff. I'm going
to
call Tammy.
To keep you warm. And
that's
boy,
right.
Don't we need it today.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we'll talk to Tammy in just a little bit. And right now we'll give the rules and let folks start calling in. We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to get to the phone, stop by the station and for just $3 a day, we'll put it on cash and carry for you. The phone numbers once again, 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. We're ready to take your call. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I'm cleaning out my closet. I have women's plus-size clothing. I have boots, jewelry. I'm also making wreaths. I also have some movies. I have the new Halloween movie for sale, unopened. Some movies is open, some movies aren't. My phone number, and I also have a treadmill. My phone number is
270-945-1401.
945-1401. Yes, ma'am. You
Thank
have a good
you.
Day.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I'm looking for a good wood belt sander. If you must got one, you can give me a call. 270-945-2833.
945-2833.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have an upright freezer. It's only about a year old. It's white, and I can send people pictures of it if they're interested. I'm selling it for, I paid $600 for it. I'm selling it for $400. I also have a rick of wood on a trailer. It's good hardwood, firewood. And also, well, $45 for the wood. I can deliver it too. And I also have a fish aquarium. It's 50 gallon. It's got two big, pretty good size Oscars, Percosimus. It's got a catfish. It's got a black dotted, spotted catfish. That's it's also got the heater for it. It's got a lot of accessories, a stand. I will deliver that too if somebody's interested. I'm selling it for $200 cash. I probably got about $350 stuck into it. My number is in the Grayson County area, Clarkson, 270-446-0075. Thank you.
That's 446-0075. Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I have an oak antique telephone. It's got the little hanger on the side. It's in perfect shape. I'd like to have 154, and I have a Gibson Epiphone guitar, around the 59 model, needs a little work. I'd like to have $200 for. My number is 270-617-3475.
617-3475.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, my son has seasoned firewood for sale. It's been kept in the dry. Give him a call at 945-1450.
945-1450.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it is the Bargain Barn brought to us on Mondays by our friends at Frankie's Hardware. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Say there was a new kind of place. The perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse, it'd be the right size. It would be an Ace. Face the cold with fireplace supplies, snow shovels, insulation, caulking, window treatment, heat type, and gloves at Frankie's Hardware. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Make life easier with Frankie's Hardware, your local Ace Hardware in Hardinsburg.
When you see a red or yellow traffic light, you know it means to stop. If you see a red or yellow flag in the ground, it means go. The flags mark underground utility lines, giving you the green light to start digging. Red is electric, and yellow is a gas line. For the green light to start any digging project, call 811 or go to 811now.com. All utility lines must be marked before you start digging. Contact 811 2 days before you start, and watch for the red and yellow flags before you begin digging. It's a free service, and it's the law.
is to the land of opportunity.
104.3 The River, your home for the most refreshing mix. But when the music stops and the commercials come on, that means it's time for you to win. Cold hard cash. 104.3 The River is your home for the cash commercial. Listen each morning during the Big Time Morning Show. Between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, Jeff Wicks will reveal the day's cash commercial. And the next time it plays that same day, call us at 756-1043. The caller will be registered to win the cash from 104.3 The River.
All right, folks, it is the Bargain Barn. It's the Monday edition of the show brought to us by Frankie's Hardware. And I just happen to have Tammy on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm a little bit cool. What have you all got that can help me out?
Oh, we got all kinds of heating supplies that could help you out. We have different infrared heaters. We have different wood stoves. We have the Air Force propane and kerosene heaters in stock. So if you're out there and you're feeling a little cool and your house is a little cool, make sure you come by and check us out, and we'll fix you right up.
I'll tell you what, of course, now, and a lot of folks, too, we have a lot of rural folks in the county. I'm on a well. So those little milk house heaters that you all carry, isn't that what they're called, the little electric ones?
Yes.
Put those in your pump house and keep your well from freezing up.
Absolutely. We sell a lot of those this time of year. A lot of people use them in just a small bathroom, or if you have a small maybe shop that you're trying to heat, or you're, like you said, if you have, like myself with our well house, we always worry about it freezing, and they're a great heating source for that.
They are, and affordable, too.
Yes. I can't remember the price off my head, but yeah, they're very affordable.
Right on. And you all, of course, now, I don't know if you heard me talking about it, but I made a poor boot choice this morning. What I should have done was worn my muck boots that came from Frankie's Hardware.
That's right. I forgot to wear my muck boots this morning, too, and I was regretting it after I got out of the vehicle out here in the parking lot. But yes, we have a wide selection of those. Like I said last week, we just redid all of our inventory. We got a whole lot more sizes in. So make sure you come by and look at those. We carry so many different styles in those. We have the kids, women's, and men's. And a lot of those sizes are unisex sizes. So the styles are, you know, they're for both genders. So if you don't know what size you need, make sure you come by and try those on. Several different styles. And those prices range from anywhere from, I think, $99 is the lowest one for the chore. And then all the way up to, you know, $149, $159, depending on what you're going to use it for and what kind of insulation you want in those.
I'll tell you what, they really work. My old Woody Sports are starting to look a little rough, so I'm going to come and see you all before cold weather's over and get some new ones. But they last a long time.
They do. They do last a long time. I've had mine for probably 4 years now, and they're still great. But, yeah, they wear really well, and they're great insulation. So if you have to be out in the weather, that they're a great boot to have.
Good. And you all have some warm insulated clothes around, too, don't you?
We don't. We don't actually have those this year.
Okay.
We sure don't. But
sometimes you do.
Sometimes we do. That's right. This year we don't. But, yeah, sometimes we do.
But you got your feet taken care of, so that's the most important part.
And they have lots of gloves to keep your hands good warm, too.
That's right. We have lots of gloves in stock, a lot of insulated ones with the rubber coating on the outside, so they keep the wet out and the warm in. Those really help a lot for your hands, too. And I think we also have some ski masks up there and some kids' gloves. Of course, we still have some sleds in stock, so if there's any snow left out there and your kids want to get out sledding today, we still have a lot of sleds in stock. And then, of course, ice melt. That seems to be the item of the day. There's still a lot of ice out there in parking lots and stuff. So.
Y'all got ice melt, and you've got buckets to keep it in.
That's right.
There you go. I remember that from last week.
And we took your advice from last week. I noticed when I walked through the door, we have a big square rubber tub, and what Jeff had gone and picked up a big bag of ice melt. So, yeah, we're all set, and we've got it stored properly now.
There you go.
I wanted to tell you, too, that you guys talking about pipes freezing. I was stopped by the other day, and Frankie and the guys were really helpful. I wanted a bunch of PVC pipe. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a crafty thing. Well, I guess you could call it crafty. I wanted a way to store all of my heat transfer vinyls. And so I have this big entertainment cabinet, and I got it in my mind, hey, I could get PVC pipe, cut it a certain length, and then glue those together, which you even have the PVC pipe, it's the all-purpose glue.
Yes.
So I used that. And I mean, in no time flat, I had that whole shelf that I was using all filled with the different, with the PVC pipe. And now all of my heat transfer vinyl is tucked nice and neat into all those little holes.
There you go.
So lots of great uses for PVC pipe besides, using it for what it was intended for.
Yeah, Yeah, we sell a lot of PVC pipe for craft ideas. You know, there's a lot of people out there that get on Pinterest and look at different items, and there's a lot of stuff on there. And we do sell a lot of our stuff in the store here is multi-purpose, and it's not just for plumbing or just for electrical. It's also for other items, too. So.
Well, I got great service, and, of course, I think it was Larry that was actually helping me because I was by one day. Frankie helped me, and then Larry was working when I come by for the PVC pipe, and he loaded that right into the van, and I was on my merry way, and I'm telling you, in no time flat, I had all them little things cut and the mess cleaned up.
Well, good deal. Good deal. And if you do have any, speaking of PVC pipes, if you do have any water pipes out there that are frozen, we do just remind everybody that we do have heat tape and we do have the pipe insulation as well. So I know they're calling for maybe some more snow in the forecast for
middle of the week, I believe I heard. Yeah,
yeah. Wednesday, and then maybe the weekend too. So I think winter's maybe just now starting. It's a little late. We're in January, and it's just now snowing. But, hey, you never know with Kentucky weather. So
that's right. Well, Tammy, we're not going to take up any more of your time. Thanks so much, and we want to encourage everybody to come over to Frankie's Hardware, and if whether you're needing PVC pipe or a pair of good warm gloves, you've got it all over there.
That's right. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll see you, Tammy.
Bye.
Always good to talk to Tammy. I'm ready to talk warm weather. I'm ready for turkey season. I've had enough.
Somebody had posted something on Facebook the other day about warm weather. Of course, there's all sorts of little cute jokes going around about this is me on a cold day, this is me on a warm day, you know, it doesn't take very much for me to be ready to say, okay, enough winter, let's move on to spring.
I am glad to see that sun, though.
Oh, yeah. It always makes it feel better, even if it is cold.
That's exactly right.
And no wind, that always helps.
Absolutely.
Once I hear wind even whistling, then I'm cold. I can't get warm. I could be in where it's 90 degrees, but if the wind is whistling, I'm cold.
Yep. I hear you. Well, it's a great day to talk about Frankie's Hardware. We appreciate those folks. And we don't have anything in cash and carry today, Terry, so we'll just get back to the phones.
Thanks for holding. You're on Bargain Barn.
Hey, we're looking for a TV tire. It's 270-945-5190.
945-5190.
And 422-3466.
422-3466. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it is the Bargain Barn, and our phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 756-1043, 547-1043. On this cold Monday morning, we do urge you to use caution. Pretty slick out there. Our road crews in the county are the best in the world.
Oh, they had my road cleared.
You can't beat
them.
My
goodness, they were by real early and did that first scraping, but by mid-morning, they had already been by and scooped again, and I had just clear roads. That was my road. Now, a little bit different when you got off of my side road and got out on the main drag all the way to McQuaidie. Not so great.
Yeah, when it drops, like there's only
I got to McQuaidie and made that right coming into town, oh, then it was clear again.
Right. The only so much they can do when the temperatures are down.
Oh,
but
yeah.
My hat is off to them.
They did an awesome job. Once again, thank you for, and I know they had to put in some overtime hours on their weekend, but we all appreciate it very much. Yes. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Staying warm, I hope.
Yeah. I have for sale today a 1915 cabinet-style Victrola. It's a great big tall one. It's full of records. I got a whole bunch more records to go with it. And Paul even gave me some of them. So I'd like to sell it. It works good. And my number, or I want $500 for it. And I also make cedar log furniture. If somebody wants to call and wants a special deal, I'll design it. You know, we'll get together and I'll build it like they want it designed. And you can call me at 270-536-3806.
Okay, that's 536-3806. And now, when you're talking about your log furniture, you're not. This is not a business, is it?
No.
Just a sideline hobby. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kenny. Stay warm.
You too, Paul.
Hard to do right now, stay warm. But we have friends in the keeping you warm business, Frankie's Hardware on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg. All kinds of stoves and heaters and warm boots and, like Terry said, gloves. Endless supply of gloves out there. Any kind of any weight any style of glove you need, no matter what you're up to.
Yes.
They got you covered. Got your hands covered anyway.
Oh, you know it.
And got your head covered too, because they've got ski masks.
Yes.
So you can make people nervous and stay warm at the same time.
And if something happens that this starts out as rain and then switches over to snow middle of the week, hey, they can even take care of you there with some rain, you know, some ponchos.
There you go. Great,
they
folks.
They got the kind that are, you keep forever, and the, what I call the throwaway trash bag kind of raincoats too.
Keep them in your car all the
That's
time.
That's it. Oh, it's always nice to have one. Yeah, on the spur of the moment. Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Bargain Barn right after this.
Say there was a new kind of place. The perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. Make your home warm and inviting this year with energy-efficient space heaters, infrared or fireplace look heaters at Frankie's Hardware. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse, it'd be the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Make life easier with Frankie's Hardware, your local Ace Hardware in Hardinsburg.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kentucky Army National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Alan Watts, your host for Across Kentucky. On this week's show, we preview Murray State University Soybean Promotion Day, hear from the third place winner of the National Corn Non-Irrigated Yield Contest, talk about near record rainfall with state climatologist Dr. Stuart Foster, and recap the 2018 crop year with UK College of Agriculture's Dr. Chad Lee. All this week on Across Kentucky.
Weekday afternoons at 4:30 on 104.3 The River.
Your forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today with a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy with steady temperatures in the low 20s. Partly cloudy for Tuesday, not quite as cold, a high in the upper 40s. Rain developing Tuesday night, low in the low 40s. Rain possibly mixing with snow on Wednesday. We'll see temperatures start out in the mid-40s but fall into the 30s by afternoon. That's weather for Breckenridge County and surrounding areas from 104.3 The River.
All right, it's Monday. It's the Bargain Barn, and the show brought to us by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg. Go see them for, I'm ready to go see them for spring stuff. They're starting to get seeds in, I'd say,
and
pretty soon.
I happen to know that they are already maybe putting together something a little special for the beginning of March that's going to be spring-related, because they're ready to get a jump on spring as well. So keep listening. There's going to be more details about that, hopefully very soon.
That's right. Go see them. Great folks. Frankie's Hardware, full line of steel products. They've got line trimmers, line and oil, leaf blowers, I guess snow blowers, if you want to use it for that.
That's what I do.
It'll work. It'll work.
Mine uses it more for snow than it does for leaf blowing.
And while we're dreaming of spring, don't forget that they carry Poland push mowers, tillers. They've got all your hand and power tools, plumbing and electrical supplies, and a full line of boots. I'm looking at gas grills and patio furniture now. That sounds really good.
That makes me feel warm. Yeah.
I bought the best grill I ever bought at Frankie's Hardware. Jane gave me a deal that you could not beat. I've got one of those copper-colored Webers.
Yes.
I love that thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Those are awesome.
I'm spring dreaming, buddy. I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, this morning I've got a brush guard for sale. It'll fit a small truck, like a small four-wheel drive or a small two-wheel drive truck. It's about 5 foot wide. And I'll take $30 or best offer for that. I got four tires. They got some tread on them. They're 16-inch. They come off of a 2004 Chevrolet four-wheel drive. And I'll take $20 for all four of them. They'd be good to put a spare or put on something to move around. My number's 945-5803.
That's 945-5803.
And also, my wife's got a small microwave oven. It works great. It's white in color, and she said she'd take 10 for that. And you call the same number. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay warm.
All right, it is the Bargain Barn, brought to us by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware. And Terry, we've slowed down, so you want to call her a day?
I think so.
All right.
He's trying to stay under a blanket and stay warm. A lot of folks off work today and enjoying that blanket. So we'll be back with more of the Bargain Barn tomorrow. Have a safe day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Bargain Barn on WXBC. If you missed today's show, you can listen by visiting the podcast section of WXBC1043.com. Tune in again next time for Bargain Barn on the Voice of